Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day, I mean, I can imagine who it's going to be. Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Zach is on Long Island talking about the Giants. What's up, Zach?
Like, people keep saying get rid of Daboll. Like, you just hire the next guy and it's all going to be, you know, rainbows and butterflies. I can't think of a harder job in professional sports or football, besides being an athlete, than the head coach. People want to move on from Daboll and, you know, get the next guy. What happened with Belichick? He was gone. I mean, the skills were gone when Brady left. Yeah. The schemes didn't matter. They weren't good.
Yeah, but hold on. But then they got the right guy in Vrabel after a one-year disaster, and look at them now.
I mean, that's fair enough, but they also got Drake May and a couple others.
All right, well, the Giants have Jackson Dart.
You think Dable's done a good job here as a head coach in 4 years?
I don't think he's done a good job, but he's had an incredibly difficult task at hand. He's had a garbage roster.
Well, everybody that gets fired, they could probably say the same thing. You either, because very rarely, outside of maybe Joe Torre and a few others, like, how many times do you start a job where the roster's ready to roll?
Besides clock management, how do you really say a coach is doing a god-awful job?
He's picking bad defensive coordinators.
He's losing! That's how! Hoff, as much as that call was fine, how do you book Sydney Sweeney on the show and not make her call of the day?
I don't want to make it about myself.
Okay. Okay. Hoff loves Sydney Sweeney so much that he's going, oh, she's got like 600 million followers.
I know. And what did I say? There's 385 million people in America.
He's
got 600 million followers?
Aren't you shocked, though? I thought for sure she was going to be call of the day.
I did, too.
Come on.
And he came in, too. He's like, during the break, he's like, yeah, she's like, she seemed to really be laughing sincerely, you know? And Sal's like, nah, she's just an actress. I thought it was sincere. I thought we actually made her really laugh. I think she was vibing. She enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
She did.
Yeah, listen, right.
Hey, we could have listened to it back. If it was the call of the day, we could have judged it again.
She had no idea who we were, still has no idea, doesn't care, moving right along. The Giants drive of the game is brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic and Safety. Look out for pedestrians. Safety is a shared responsibility for me. Drive of the game has to be the one that the Eagles had that was with the bad officiating there, the tush push, which Jalen Hurts should have fumbled that football. He was either stopped short or fumbled. And for me, that was a big drive of the game, BT. I know the Giants were on defense there, but still, that was a game-changing drive. I'm not saying the Giants would have won had that call not gone that way. I'm saying we would have had a game if that didn't go that way, and it shouldn't have gone the way that it did.
They have to fix that. You know, I'll co-sign as a drive of the game. I mean, obviously, you could go Breece Hall, a little flick pass in the back of the end zone to Mason Taylor.
Well, it's a Giants drive of the game.
Oh, it is.
Couldn't have done that.
You can't do that then. I don't know why I thought it was just the drive of the game. My bad. No, then it's definitely what you said, 100%. It really joked, though. I mean, we did this at the start of the show. If you guys missed anything, ton of energy to start. But you talk about the tush push. I thought Wandale Robinson had a horrendous call. He got put back in the block in the back, the neutral zone infraction, where Philly obviously was not called. They should have been. The Slayton OPI. The refs were real. I mean, you watch enough football, you know the refs are not that good. Yesterday, I know they weren't. It actually looked like they were on the take. That's how bad it was.
Mickey's in Nutley. What's up, Mickey?
Hey, guys. I think it is hard to say that the Giants would have won if that play was officiated right, or any play for that matter, throughout the game. But how much longer do you think that the NFL can kind of let it slide? It seemed to me like they were acting like the first down was the goal line in this scenario.
Yes, correct.
And it makes no sense.
It's going to be gone.
It's just, Yeah.
The competition committee is going to get rid of it this winter. I believe that it's going to finally be gone. I do. And it should be.
We just have to pretend that the ball wasn't taken from Jalen Hurts' hands. It's tough, though. You know, it's tough.
It made no sense. Thanks, Mick. And thank you for the call, Mickey. It made no sense. It's not why that they lost the game. We could go over a lot of reasons for that. However, the call shouldn't have gone that way every single time. It was a horrific call. And I understand Dable being so frustrated. He's throwing the challenge even when they say you can't challenge it. I would have stopped playing a game. Like, that's how livid I would have been in that moment. I'm sure he was. Like, I'm playing this under protest. This is ridiculous. We can't continue this game. We just turned the ball over. Which is it? This play is cheap. You're cheating. Bad enough a couple of weeks ago, you're not calling the false starts, which helped them out. Now, you're not calling the false starts, fair enough. Now you're saying that the play was blown dead. If it were blown dead, he would have been short of the line to gain. Definitely. And if it's not blown dead, it's a fumble. Either way, the Giants should have won on that play, and they didn't. They got screwed. That's ridiculous. It should never happen.
And you're thinking about this, like, okay, Giants in practice, I'm sure amongst the coaches, you know, I don't know if they necessarily say this to the players, but the coaches knew it would be tougher because the Giants just beat Philly, so Philly's going to be pissed off, and it's in Philly, whatever. So as the coaching staff, you're sitting there saying, "Guys, we got to put one on the carpet early. We have to either flip the field or change the game, something sudden." And you do it against the most indefensible play in the game, and you don't get rewarded. It's brutal. It really, they missed that terribly.
Sonny is in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey guys, a couple things. One, I didn't see the game. I was listening to it in the car, and Carl Banks and Bob Papa were livid. They said on the heels of the NBA that these officials should be investigated. That's
Sonny, I heard that. Sonny, I will let you make your next point. I heard that. It was in the car coming back from my daughter's soccer game. I heard the same exact thing, and then obviously I went back home and I watched it. I thought they were they were raw. I mean, they didn't hold back. They were really on point. I heard the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I love about Carl Banks. He really gives it to the refs, and he gives it to the Giants when they're playing for. Second point at Dable and Dart. Listen, Sal, you can't change the fact that they got to win more games when we said they're only probably going to win 4 or 5 games in the beginning of the year. Dable, listen, I could take him or leave him, right? I would bring in a guy like Gruden, say, because he has a relationship with Dart. But you can't take away that tandem. You got to give him credit for, number one, drafting Dart when a lot of us weren't thinking about Dart. I was. Number two, for developing Dart. And number three, for being competitive and changing the offense of this team. Now, as far as Dart is concerned, I'm concerned about him, guys. You can't
Before you go right to Dart, I'm confused about something. All those reasons that you said, getting the right quarterback, going to that quarterback, elevating the offense, how come it's not resulting in wins then?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We didn't say that we're going to win 8 games, Sal.
Nobody knew what Jackson Dart was going to be. Now that you saw what he can be, they should be winning more.
But the schedule was brutal. Listen, did Scatterball and Dart give a little magic and some swag to this team?
They had a 19-point lead in Denver in the fourth quarter.
The defense collapsed. And listen, if they had winked, that would have never happened. Number two, he's like a father figure to this kid. You can't take away those two, okay? You give him one more year. Next year is based on wins, Sal. This year was based on the development of the quarterback, and everybody said that. So you can't change that.
I got a question for you, Sonny.
Go ahead.
Could you close your eyes and envision Brian Dable hoisting a Lombardi trophy?
He's got to change. He's got to.
Okay, so I got you.
So the year four, he's got to change.
So the answer there is no, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll answer it for you. The answer is no, and you know, I don't know what else you need to hear. Now that doesn't mean that he couldn't defy what appears to be a logical take by most of us, because my answer to that same question would be no. I can't envision that. I don't see that. So if that's the case, what are we doing? Are you keeping them around for what?
Things change in season. You can't just say, well, they weren't supposed to win many games. Yeah, that was with Russell Wilson as a starter. I would have never thought that Jackson Dart would be starting by now. And also, nobody had any idea how good he was going to be. And then immediately we saw him and the impact that it had to the tune of beating the Chargers, beating the Eagles. Still, losing to the Cowboys the way that they did, losing to the Saints, losing to the Broncos the way that they did, that's not evaluating them based on wins and losses. That's evaluating them saying that they lost two games that they had no business losing. The same exact way. All right, I'll give you week two. It can't happen again in week seven. That, to me, is on the coach. They've done, and on top of the kicking situation that's been an issue with them for years, costing them games, look at his record. I want to believe in Dable. I'd love to see this through. I don't believe he knows how to win. The evidence is against them. Show me. They're losing more. They shouldn't, in my opinion, they should not be 2-6. They should be better than that. You can rip Shane for the talent. You can say they're not supposed to be very good. They should be better than what they are, which is one of the worst records in the NFL with two absolutely horrific losses, not even including the one to the Saints, who only have one win on the year.
And they're seventh in total salary cap allocation here. So, to me, that's a problem because all the resources, and listen, Burns has been great, and I know Carter's doing some things from a non-sack perspective. I get that. And Thibodeau's been, you know, he's been good. And they got some good defensive players, but most of the big money, and I said this at the start of the show, is wrapped up in guys up front, and yet they give up basically 300 yards rushing yesterday, and they're third in the NFL in run defense. So, you know, there's a lot of things to fix here. There really are. And it doesn't help. There really is. It doesn't help that Neighbors is not here,
right.
And now Scatterboo is not here. Now, we did think, and we nailed this, like when Andrew Thomas plays, they just do look so much more functional. Remember some of the games when he got hurt? I guess that was the Dallas game a couple of years ago. They lost 40-0. There's been some absolute trouncings because they couldn't even do the most basic, you know, the most basic mechanical aspect of running an offense. At least with Thomas, they can do that, and it does look much better with Dart, but either win or lose. I mean, this is not, it's not Little League. Did you win the game or lose the game?
And we could disagree on this. You and I or everybody else, doesn't matter. Like, Daniel Jones, to me, having the level of success that he's had so far in Indy, dude, right away. He went from being disaster here in New York for 3 years, or at least the last 2 years, with Brian Dable for different reasons. Injuries, poor performance. And I know it's not just Dable. It's New York as well, and the pressure and all that stuff. But you can't tell me that Shane Steichen can make Daniel Jones look like that 8 weeks into his first year with the Colts, and Brian Dable couldn't do that at all with the Giants, because even the success that they had the first year was not there.
He threw 15 touchdowns that year, and he's on pace for almost 30 this year. It's funny, I went back and I looked at some of the over-under here. It's like the Browns, the Titans, the Jets, the Giants, Saints. They seem to have nailed all those. Vegas was low, Panthers low. Indianapolis was 7.5. I ain't going to fly by that,
they're going to get 7.
I know.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff coming through in a big way today. Sydney Sweeney, who would have thought that? In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Thanks to Hoff for his hard work as always. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver,
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.